When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
K-O-Z-N. Unspoken like conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went home. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John, Josh, and Nick.
Your problem.
I apologize. We got a text message. I'm not going to read it because it talks about one of our fine sponsors. Wow.
Is it the one who raised the prices in the pop machine?
On sportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went on.
Welcome to a Tuesday Grum, everybody. Good to have you with us, and finally the sun is out.
Looks gorgeous out there, John.
It Beautiful. Looks gorgeous. It feels gorgeous, even with a little breeze.
It is gorgeous.
So, thanks for spending a little of your precious time with us. We'll try to make it worth your while. And we got a busy Grum today.
It's busy.
It is very busy, as the Grum Down will tell you, brought to you by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. So, what were we saying about must win? If anything, it gave me an excuse to turn it off at halftime because it was over.
Yeah, it definitely was.
It was definitely over.
Yeah.
Collective bargaining, the next step. The next step in what, you ask? We'll find out later.
What, John, what's the next step in?
The hype monster loves the SOS. That's not save our ships. Not the international distress signal. Mm-hmm. That stands for strength of schedule. The hype monster makes a return today.
I like the hype monster.
Mike Farron, who is a monster in his own ilk.
You're calling him a monster?
Joins us here in just a few minutes.
I can't believe you would do that.
Michael Bruntz of Husker 24/7 in the 3 o'clock hour.
Nice.
Stephen M. Sipple of Husker Online.
Nice.
In the happy hour. TV ratings guy strikes again.
What?
Yep.
What? With whom? With what?
You'll find out.
Okay.
I think you might find it, well, sort of interesting.
Sort of interesting. No, John, we want people to listen.
You're going to find it extremely interesting.
This is going to be crazy.
It's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
We're going to debut a new segment.
Okay.
I mean, we've dubbed it a new name.
Okay.
Because the segment's kind of been a regular thing for the last couple of weeks.
Sure.
We're pooping on Prime again.
Pooping on Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have done that before, mm-hmm. and we will probably do so again.
And what's a fong bomb?
What is a fong bomb?
Well, you're about to find out. 402-951-1620. Wow. First pitch of the game.
A home run?
A home run.
Nice.
By Marcus Semien, and it's 1-0 Texas. We're gonna enjoy some A's baseball this afternoon because they don't suck.
Enjoy.
Well, they're just mediocre, which for them is great.
Man, that scorebook looks so good. That's all I have to
402-951-1620. That's the 42 degrees, the source hotline by your
mom's house.
Mom's house.
And Bigley wants to know what time is pooping on Prime at.
We'll wait until Sip, you know, because old people need to use the bathroom first. We'll
definitely
do that after Sip.
Does it have a fun theme?
Yes, it does.
Pooping on Prime.
Yes, it does.
What kind of music? Is it swing? How would you describe it?
Let's give you a
little hard rock, maybe?
Let's give you
classical.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
I'll give you a sneak peek.
All right.
my theme music.
Awesome. All right. That's I'm pooping.
That's
on
all
Prime.
You get for right now. Stay tuned in the 5 o'clock hour for the full pooping on Prime.
Mm.
And that'll be our new way to count down to September, whatever date it is.
By the way, thank you to friend of the Grum, Jed. He's doing some research for us.
Uh-oh.
He says that the 25:30 mark of the February 23rd crossover, the Fedoni video game rating started, and Connor Happer said no one would freak out over what players' ratings will be, and yes, he refused.
God, it was so memorable.
I now remember this. That was how we discussed it. He said no one would care, no one will freak out, and then he refused to give it a rating. Mm. Now, just mere months later, he gives it a rating? Mm. Wow. Does this man have no laurels?
I guess.
Wow. That's a tough look for Happer.
By the way, we might have just helped Joey's predicted full NFL schedule.
Oh, tell me more.
Go viral because the Sports TV Ratings account.
At Sports TV Ratings?
Yes.
Aptly named.
Tweeted a little bit ago, he needs a mock schedule from Peter Schrager to tie me over. And he attached Peter Schrager, to which I quote tweeted and said, could I interest you in a predicted schedule? And then linked Joey's Google Docs.
Sweet.
And now folks are being able to see it across the world who follow at Sports TV Ratings.
Sweet. Now, Joey, it
we
looks like...
We want to make Joey famous.
Somebody has already...
Make me go viral.
Some guy named Ben Miller has responded to
Ben.
This.
What does Ben know?
So, Joey, I want you to open up your schedule, your master list real fast, and I want to confirm that this is a particular week. Let me know when you have it open.
I got it
All
open.
All right, go to week four. What is your week four Sunday night football game? Week four.
Let me take a look.
Is that the Cardinals and the Rams?
Yes, Cardinals and Rams.
So Ben Miller writes, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the biggest marquee matchup of the 2024 NFL season is not Cards versus Rams. So this person says, your team versus the Cardinals, not marquee. Get it at 325.
I mean, it is the Cardinals.
It is the Cardinals. So
I think they could be a sneaky team coming out of the West this upcoming season.
I actually kind of agree with Joey on that. I think they are.
I think it's an interesting matchup.
Again, Jonathan Gannon, impressive guy towards the end of the season.
Again, just
plus they beat the Cowboys early, so he had stuff going early, and then he had stuff going late.
Mm-hmm.
I told you early on they were a tough team.
Yeah, they were really tough.
They were. They beat the Cowboys. They beat the Eagles. Didn't they beat somebody else late in the year too? Did they beat the Rams?
No.
Damn it. Did they beat the 49ers?
No, we don't lose to crap teams like the Cardinals.
But you lost to the Cowboys, which you call them crap.
Well, they
Dallas
are.
Dallas beat the Rams.
They are like, because
you didn't beat either of our teams last year.
Guess what? Doesn't matter.
Because the Packers took over AT&T Stadium again.
They did.
All right. Now we're going down a road.
See? You bring up your crappy team. You bring it on yourself.
More wins.
Don't bring up
their
crappy team. Your crappy team lives rent-free in your head.
They do. It sucks. Get out of my head, Cowboys.
You know what they are? They're squatters. This is why you libs need to be harder on squatters. You need to get those squatters out of your head.
Called unhoused now, John. We call them unhoused.
They're squatters.
I don't like the Cowboys. They make me sad. You know what this offseason...
Stop letting those Columbia students protest and take over your town circle inside your head.
It's been a very nice offseason because I've not had to think about them very much. I've skipped podcasts. I've deleted them.
That's good.
But now the draft is over. I'm starting to get excited. For football in general, not the Cowboys. For football in general.
Well, nothing's happening, though.
Yeah, but the podcasts are talking about the season. They're like, hey, there's going to be games and such. Yeah, I was listening to Ari Wasserman talk about his top 25 today. It was great.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Well, there'll be football on this show, too.
Awesome.
But there'll be baseball next!
With our good friend.
Mike Farron, 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.